Speaker 1.
My French evening class was a means to an end, really. My son was having problems at school and I wanted to be able to help. Actually, he gave it up in the end, whereas I got more and more interested in the French way of life. I then met someone who owns a flat in France, and we often get cheap flights out there for weekends. It really opened my eyes to the fact that I'd got stuck in a rut. Same friends, job and so on. But now I'm meeting new people and really enjoying myself. In fact, I'm seriously thinking of moving out there. I'm a designer, so I can work wherever I want.
Speaker 2.
Everyone assumes I'm studying Arabic because I go to Amman a lot on business, but actually you can get by perfectly well there without it. Having said that, people appreciate that you've made the effort to learn the language, and that can be good for business. But the real incentive was my passion for the history and way of life in the country, which meant I wanted to read books in the original language. It was tough going, but one unexpected payoff is that I no longer feel so inadequate compared with my wife, who's a linguist. I always knew I had it in me to learn a language.
Speaker 3.
I've had a thing about Brazil ever since I was a kid. The wildlife, the people, the beaches. It seemed so exotic, and I had vague notions of taking a year off after university to go out there and see something of the country. So when Portuguese was offered as an extracurricular subject while I was doing journalism at university, I leapt at the opportunity. I never did get to Brazil, but I enjoyed learning a language from scratch so much that I decided to switch and study languages instead. I'm not sure what I'll do with my degree yet. I'll never be a brilliant linguist, and I may well still end up as a journalist, but I'm glad I changed track.
Speaker 4.
It doesn't impress people as much as I'd expected, because it's becoming more common now to learn Mandarin in this country. I just felt I had time on my hands and wanted to do something useful. I'd narrowed it down to either learning a language or an instrument. To tell you the truth, it's far harder than I realised, and the alphabet is impossible. I've been to China a couple of times, although I can't say that I've used the language much. But learning it has pushed me out of my comfort zone and means I've been using my brain for a change, and in a far more interesting way than doing crosswords or Sudoku.
Speaker 5.
When I used to go on holiday with me parents, I picked up a few words of Spanish here and there. I loved the sound of it, and I wondered if it might be useful to learn it one day. Then, later on, I realised the implications for business, because we have a lot of clients in South America. So I took a couple of months' unpaid leave and went out there to do a course, and hopefully get promotion as a result. While I was there, I met my future husband. We're back in the UK again, and I'm back doing my old job, but my career no longer seems so important.